This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Hello. Kakra has been sharing an insightful and uplifting message titled How to Face an Uncertain Future, based on a prophecy Jesus gave in Luke chapter 21 verses 25 to 28. Yesterday he explained that in uncertain times we must prepare and look up to God for mercy and protection. Today he continues. Let's join in.
In Luke chapter 21 verse 33, in one of the solutions, Jesus said, concerning this same prophecy that we just read, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. 34, he said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that day shall come upon you unawares. Then say, for as a snare shall it come upon them, upon all them that dwell upon the earth. That's verse 35. Jesus gave a warning. He said, make sure that you don't live in sin. He said, make sure you don't live in the flesh. He said, make sure you lead a holy life. So he told his disciples in this prophecy. He said, when the uncertain times come, make sure that you lead a holy life. Even before that, make sure that as a Christian, you lead a holy life and don't live in sin. So the next point, number six, is you must lead a holy life and not live in sin. He said, don't indulge in suffering. Now, suffering is hangover. The current way, I'll call it hangover. You drink and drink and drink. You fall into a gutter. Your friends have to carry you home. Just enjoyment and living according to their flesh and doing whatever you want to do. That's dangerous. Why? The reason why it's dangerous is that holiness gives a spiritual protection. You know, I was talking to a doctor friend of mine in the U.S. We were talking. So I asked him, how do you keep yourself? And he told me, my hospital, there are a lot of coronavirus patients. But he said, when I'm going into the hospital, I am in full gear, full protective gear, goggles, gowns, gloves, everything. He said, I'm fully protected so that when I am doing my work, I will not catch coronavirus. So he's in full physical protective gear. But I want you to know that there is also protective gear in the realm of the spirit. But to put on that protective gear, you must lead a holy life. That is the protective gear. Sin opens you up to the attack of the devil. In Romans chapter 13, verse 12, the Bible says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore put off the works of darkness, and let's put on the armor of light. So here the Bible says that when you put off the works of darkness, lying, bitterness, fornication, pornography, stealing, jealousy, anger, strife. He said, when you put it off, he said, automatically you put on an armor, and he calls it the armor of light. In other words, you are surrounded by an invisible light. This light is not visible to the human eye, but it is visible in the realm of the spirit. And that light becomes a protective shield round about you, keeping you from every attack of the enemy. You know, so people play with sin because they cannot see that light with their eye. You cannot see the coronavirus with your eye, but it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It does exist. You can also see this light with your eye, but it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It exists. So you have to put on this light. And when this light comes around you, the Bible calls it the armor of light. Is an armor. An armor is made up of metal and it protects you. So in these days of uncertain things and dangers and sickness, every Christian must put on the armor of light. Make sure that you are leading the holy life. It's very critical because the Lord thy God, Jeremiah 23 verse 14 says, walks in the midst of your camp to deliver you and to give up your enemies before you. Therefore shall he see no unclean thing in you and turn away from you. I want to tell you in these times, as we are locked up, be nice to your wife, be nice to your husband, lead a holy life, even your marital home, and put on the armor of light, and God will be with you. Now it takes me to the next point. I believe it's about point number 7. It's prayer. You know, in verse 38, he said, "Watch ye therefore and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore and pray always." Prayer, very important. I prayed. Why? Because prayer is a protective mechanism that keeps evil away. So in these times, what are you going to do in certain times? Pray. One thing you can also pray for is pray for wisdom. You know, sometimes you have a job, you've lost it. Sometimes you have a business, you have to close it down. You are confused. Men's hearts failing them for fear. In these times, you must tap into supernatural wisdom. How are you going to get it? Prayer will bring it. Because this situation has brought up many novel problems. It's not only a novel coronavirus, it's also bringing up novel problems. Since I was born, I have never seen anything like this before. So the question is, what are you going to do? So when it comes to your children's education, when it comes to what you do with your job, what you do with yourself, what you do concerning food, what you do with your prayer life, how to solve from problems, if you don't have the keys, remember that apart from the fact that prayer is protective, prayer also gives wisdom. In James chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally and abideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord." In other words, the Bible says, if you lack wisdom in anything, it's a marital problem, it's a financial problem, it's a job problem, it's an accommodation problem, it's a health problem. When you go deep into prayer, you can tap into the wisdom of God. This wisdom is supernatural, and it brings supernatural results. Jesus deployed with wisdom. In Mark 6:2, people said, "What wisdom is this that is given to him, that such mighty works are wrought by his hands?" Is it easy to fold your hands in this time and say, "Oh, everything is just going down. I don't know what we are going to do. We are in trouble." But let me tell you something. Every new situation also comes with new opportunities. It may even be that it may be one of the best times of your life if God reveals the wisdom of God to you. So I want you to get into prayer. Pray that God will protect you and pray for divine wisdom. And as you do that, God will keep you. Now, I want to move to my last point. And this last point, I find it interesting, because it deals with the coming of Christ. Jesus said, "Watch and pray." Then he said, "Your redemption draweth nigh." That word redemption is the word ransom. Let's say sometimes when people are captured as prisoners, before their captors will release them, you have to pay a ransom. You have to pay money before they are released. So who has kidnapped us? Of course, the devil has kidnapped a lot of people. Kidnapped a lot of people. He's the God of this world. But when Christ returns, he's going to free us from sickness, from death, from pain. There shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no more pain when Christ returns. The blood of Jesus is the ransom money. It has already been paid. And very soon, one of these days, the Lord is going to return and is going to claim all the people that the devil has taken captive and release them from the grip of the devil. That's why Jesus said, in these times, also have a spiritual perspective. So my last point is, have a spiritual perspective. What does it mean to have a spiritual perspective? Perspective means the way you see. So it means that see from a spiritual viewpoint. What are you supposed to see? What you're supposed to see is that very soon, one of these days, the Lord will return. Why? Because the signs are being fulfilled. And when the Lord returns, it will be a joyous moment. You know, when I was a kid, every Christmas, I always used to wait for my Christmas shopping. Why? Because every Christmas, my dad would go abroad and make our Christmas shopping and bring it. And we would be waiting for him at the airport excitedly, because he was coming from somewhere and he was going to bring us gifts. And so I always look forward to Christmas. I always look towards the return of my dad from abroad Christmas. Now, one day, your dad is going to return. His name is Jesus. And it says that you must also look up to that time, because all these signs, they show that his return is now. Have a spiritual perspective. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, he said, I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that's those who are dead, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also who sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Then verse 16, he said, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and then the trump of God, bam, bana, and then the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. Then verse 18, he said, wherefore, comfort one another with these things. Paul said to them, the fact that Christ is going to return alone should bring you comfort. And I thank God that I see one prophecy literally being fulfilled in my lifetime. The distresses of nations.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to face an uncertain future, we must lead a holy life, pray, and have a spiritual perspective about the dark times we are in, that the return of Christ is near.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our FUEL. Somebody will say, what is FUEL? Our FUEL, our partners, they fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's FUEL. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kekobaden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading the devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you've become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kefa Baden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank text message to 0249-217272. That's 0249-217272. Or send a WhatsApp message with the word partner to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. Or send a Facebook message with the word partner to www.facebook.com/kakrabading.